I thought I'd find you down here. You know, there's only so many secluded spots to hide at after school. And you're starting to get pretty predictable. You are behind the equipment shed for the fifth day in a row. You know, I'm starting to think you want me to find you. So, what you doing? Yeah, no, you're obviously doing something. So let me see. Come on, let me see. You've been hiding something all week. And I, being the nicest, bestest, most caring friend, have only now decided to start snooping around. Don't you think I deserve just a little crumb of insight into whatever the heck you're doing? Of course, you would never hide anything from me, right? Ever. So, the fact that you're keeping everything out of sight, very suspiciously, mind you. Is that just a coincidence? What if I just reach over and... Hey, stop pushing. Listen, I'm not gonna make fun of you, okay? Come on. Just hand it over. Please. Ow, ow. Hey, don't. Fine. You know what? Maybe I'll give up. I'll take my hand away and... Gotcha. You fell for the easiest trick in the book. You thought I'd give up that easily? Well, thanks for the phone, idiot. No, I'm not giving it back. It's mine now. And I guess it just sucks to suck. So, why were you going all this way just to hide your phone from me, huh? It would have made a lot more sense if it was like, I don't know, maybe you were hiding a Switch or something. Maybe you bought the new Pokemon and you knew you'd make me jealous. But hiding your phone like this isn't like you. Also, if you do end up buying the new Pokemon game, which I know you definitely will, you wouldn't mind if I steal your Switch for a few days, right? Pretty please? Okay. Whatever. I'll just make sure to take it from you when you're not looking. Anyway, what was I saying? Right. So what secrets are you hiding here? I bet you're hiding some really embarrassing pictures. It would explain why you're blushing so hard right now. And you really need to change your passcode, you know that? Guessing your birthday is really easy. You should see your face. I mean, it's not my fault you're unoriginal. Nope, you're still not getting it back. If you try to fight me, I'll put you in a headlock or something, okay? So, you were texting. Let's see. Who were you? Babe? Date? I love you. Is this a girlfriend? Do you seriously have a girlfriend? Whatever. Here, just take your phone back. I'm sorry for taking it. No, I'm not upset. You just never told me. That's all. I would have thought you'd say something if you got a girlfriend. Or even if you were interested in anyone. How long have you been together? 3 weeks? That was some pretty intense texting for just 3 weeks. Sorry, I'll shut up, okay? Hey, I think the coach wanted me to grab something from the shed for tomorrow. Do you mind helping me with that? Okay, thanks. Yeah, I do have a key, don't worry. No, there isn't a light switch, but don't worry, okay? I know where to find what we're looking for. Oh, and I guess I should probably lock the door behind us, shouldn't I? I don't want anybody sneaking in and stealing something when they're not supposed to. It smells kind of weird in here, but it's probably nothing. It wasn't like that last week, but it's fine. The gear we need, it's in the back, okay? Just be careful not to trip on anything. There's a lot of junk in here lying around, and nobody ever cleans up anything around this place. I would, but they won't pay me to do something. Or even if they just buy me lunch. No, you don't need to use your phone as a flashlight. It's fine. But, well, why aren't you afraid? What do you mean afraid? It's just me and you. Do you not trust me? I mean, just because I was a little confused as to why you were texting another girl and why you suddenly have a girlfriend, that doesn't mean I'm going to hurt you. You know that, right? What do you mean I'm acting different? I wish you could see the look on your face right now. You look so cute. You look so shocked. Afraid. I've never seen you look afraid of me before. You know I'm not gonna hurt you, okay? But I guess it's kind of funny how oblivious you are. Maybe you're confused. Maybe you haven't noticed why. If I'm being honest, yes, I am jealous. I've loved you for so many years. And I feel like I made it painfully obvious. And every time you ignored me, it hurt. Now, I guess you know. I guess you think I'm a freak for being jealous and not being happy for you, but you know, having you in here with me, I have you all to myself. I can't let you be with anyone else. I won't let you. any of these girls that think you're oh so handsome. I don't want you to be with your so-called girlfriend. You know that? It's been 3 weeks, and you think you love her. But we've known each other for years, and have you ever even thought about me that way? I'm not going to let anyone else have you. I'm not gonna let it happen. How about I'm your girlfriend now, okay? And I'll make you want to be with me. Even if you don't think you love me yet. I know you think you're in love with that girl, but you'll be so much happier with me, okay? I'll make you so much happier than anybody else ever could. I'm not shaking. I'm just... Do you even understand what this feels like? To feel so strongly about someone. To feel so in love. And for that person to ignore you at every single turn. I just want you to love me. I want you to love me. Me and nobody else. So I'm keeping you. I'm keeping you as mine, and I'm taking you. I'm taking you home. To my house. I'll tell my parents that you're staying over at my place for a little bit. Things aren't going too well for you at home, and then I'll find another excuse and another one, and it doesn't matter. Because you'll live with me. And you'll live with me from now on. And you'll never have to talk to that girl ever again. You're going to break up with her. Your girlfriend. Tell her she's disgusting. She's ugly and awful, and you never want to see her again. You were wrong about your feelings. You don't love her. I don't care how you feel. I want you to myself, okay? Nobody else. Nobody else can have you. And if you don't, I don't even know. I wouldn't hurt her. I'd make her suffer. I'd make her beg for mercy, and I would never forgive her. Not when she tried to take you from me. This isn't a discussion. You are coming with me. Whether we walk together holding hands and you are oh so willing, or if I have to knock you out and drag you away. Please don't fight me. Please. I don't want to hurt you. But we both know that if I have to, I could. I could pin you down. I could tie you up. And haul you home. And I know you're not stupid enough to make a break for the door, right? It's locked. And I have the only key. And I'm much, much stronger than you. Just come with me, please. Please. I promise I'll love you so more than anybody else. So much more than she ever would. I do love you more than she ever would. I'd do anything for you. I'll protect you from anything. Anything that could break your heart. So will you come with me? You really will? Thank you so much, darling. Here. Let me just tie your hands, okay? Just in case you have any second thoughts. And that way, I can make sure you don't run away on the walk home. Our life together is gonna be so great, you know that? I get to have you all to myself. And now that you finally think that you wanna be my boyfriend, we can finally do things that boyfriends and girlfriends do. Like this. My first time getting to kiss you. You've never kissed another girl before, have you? I can tell by how shocked you are. I guess I'm lucky enough to have my favorite boy's first kiss. But you know I won't stop there, you know? You know I'm never one to give up. I want to give you a million kisses. So you know how much I love you. How much I'm madly in love with you. And when you're tied up like this, I guess you can't fight me, right? So how about you sit down against this door and let me get on your lap like that? Just like that. I guess we've never been close like this before, have we? Where I'm right in your lap. Against you. And then if I hold your face like that and I kiss you. Seems like you like being tied up more than I thought you would. Do you like when I grind against you on your lap like this? And you're tied up. Even if you don't like it, I guess you can't push me off, right? Boy, it's gonna be mine forever.